I can't believe it. I've just met somebody who knows the name of Jack Burke. Now, Jack Burke taught me golf. Jack Burke is terribly famous. He won the South of Ireland, I don't know, let me say conservatively, 11 times between 1932 and 1949. Jack Burke played on the Walker Cup team once, and I have a Jack Burke story to tell sometime. But what I found out this morning is the golf pro at Muskerry Golf Club not only knew his name, and I can't remember how it came up in conversation between us, but he knew, he's never met him, but he knew people who knew Jack Burke. And he told me that the reason that Jack Burke had only played on the Walker Cup team once, and I always puzzled about this, is that he wouldn't stand for the British National Anthem. That he played once in the Walker Cup and wouldn't stand. So he never got picked again for the team. Now, I better remember that there are companies like Storyful who specialise in authenticating the reliability of stories that people put up on the internet and share via Twitter. But I'm putting my golf clubs, by the way, on my bag, and I'm rushing to get to play with the others. But the truth is, so I have no, I haven't got a corroboration for this story. So, but what an interesting thing it is. Imagine the Irish, the best Irish amateur golfer of his generation. And for those of you who are way too young to have a clue what Jack Burke was like, he was the Joe Carr of his time. And in fact, the two of them ended up playing against each other at one stage in the south of Ireland. But the point about Jack Burke is that he was in a wheelchair when I met him. He taught me golf from a wheelchair in the back of his house in Limerick. And it was about three lessons before he let me hit the ball. So his approach to teaching people golf was to spend ages on the basic. Well, I say ages, to give you a thorough grounding in how to hold the golf club, how to stand, how to take the club away the first 18 inches or so. And then eventually let you swing the club. And then I remember holding the club above my head, trying to get it parallel with the flight of the ball and all that. And he was a killer as a coach. But I was too young to have opinions about him as an individual or even to know about him. I was only concerned about golf. But I have actually had, I now realise, as I probably get to the same age that Jack Burke might have been when I met him, I met a remarkable man. And so all I can say is that to meet the pro at Muskerry, whose name I don't know, and who knew who Jack Burke was, is a treat.